Saudi warplanes have bombed the southern Yemeni province of Taiz, killing at least 25 people. 8 other Yemenis were injured. Saudi jets also launched airstrikes on a city in the province of Lahij. The bombing campaign by Saudi Arabia rages on as millions of Yemenis are observing the fasting month of Ramadan. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps says security forces have dismantled a counter-revolutionary cell in the western province of Kurdistan. According to the provincial IRGC commander, 11 members of the disbanded Kurdistan Democratic Party were killed in the operation. 3 IRGC forces also lost their lives in the fighting. Turkish Prime Minister Bin Ali Yildirim reverses an earlier offer of compensation to Moscow for downing a Russian military jet near the Syrian border in November. Yildirim says Ankara has only expressed its regrets over the incident. The Turkish and Russian presidents would soon hold talks over how to rebuild mutual ties. Fresh clashes have erupted between Israeli troops and Palestinian worshippers in the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem. Al-Quds Israeli forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets at worshippers and made several arrests. It's the third consecutive day of violence in Al-Aqsa. The UN Security Council has condemned terrorist bombings in northeastern Lebanon that left at least 6 people dead. The body said that terrorism in all its forms is criminal and unjustifiable. It called on all world countries to combat threats to international peace and security. The UN Children's Agency is warning that nearly 70 million youngsters under the age of 5 will lose their lives by 2030 if global poverty and inequality are not addressed. UNICEF wants all countries to draw up national plans to bridge the gap between the rich and the poor. A coalition of non-governmental organizations urged the EU to reject the European Commission's proposal to stop refugees entering the bloc. They warned that accepting such a plan would open a dark chapter in the history of the EU. They say the EU risks further undermining its credibility in defending human rights. And a new report reveals that Brazil's suspended President Dilma Rousseff had no role in the 2014 creative accounting scandal that led to her impeachment trial. The Senate report says Rousseff didn't delay payments to state-run banks as charged. The Senate voted in May to suspend Rousseff for allegedly breaking fiscal laws.